The world needs messages of love, unity, compassion, and inclusivity now more than ever. And this podcast delivers that. Whether you're a parent, teacher, counselor, or energy healer, with the right intention, we all have the potential to be a healing presence for others. The truth is, we are all ordinary people capable of having an extraordinary impact. Imagine if we all did that on purpose. Join global impact visionary leader, intuitive healer, and spiritual mentor, Sue DeMay, for authentic conversations that will inspire you to become more of a healing presence in your work, in your relationships, and in the world. And now, here is your host, Sue DeMay.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm excited to have everybody here once again listening to this message that goes in alignment with our book. We are all healers. Ordinary people with extraordinary intention will heal the world. And we continue the podcast series interviewing the different authors, but also I will be interviewing some other people too that are having extraordinary impact in the world. We all are healers. We are all healers because we can all be a healing presence in the world. And when we recognize that just by being present with us and with others, that we can actually influence or impact somebody's life in a positive way. When we are doing that on purpose, we continue to have that ripple effect that goes out into the world and shifts consciousness. Really, what we're shifting consciousness from head to heart and from being so caught up in the doing to shifting more into being in the doing, or being present, being loving, being peace, being whatever it is that you feel that you want to embody and share with the world. So today I have a guest. One of the authors from the book is Catherine LaBelle, and Catherine is going to share her experience a little bit about writing her story, but also how she is a healing presence in the world. And from my experience with Catherine, she embodies a presence of such a willingness and an openness and a curiosity about life. She's very much a sponge, but I know she also has a special needs son, and she is an advocate for people that don't have an ability to really express what they need. So she's a healing presence in the way of being a voice for many people. So thank you for being here. I appreciate you being here and sharing your experience in the book with everyone.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. An honor. Mm-hmm. An absolute honor to be here, Sue. Yes, thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah, you're welcome. Mm-hmm. So share a little bit about, let's just start a little bit about how the experience for you, kind of writing your story or even being part of the book, was for you. I know you kind of went on all the authors had their own kind of journey of writing their story from start to finish, but I'm just curious for you if you could share a little bit about your experience.
It was a beautiful experience. It really took me to an inner experience of something I needed to kind of see in myself around this is my story, and I have the courage to share this. You have given me the invitation to show up with that courage. And I think it's a very important story because I think there's many people who live this journey and very few people talk about it unless they're inside a support group where they feel that safety net. I have to say that was the first time I came beyond that safety net. So in the realm of all of a sudden, I've gone public through a story that's been published with these several other authors is a gift in and of itself, because it's helped me jump over a big hurdle of, it's really the best thing that could happen with this story. And if I'm the messenger somehow, that's fine. That is a gift to me and a gift from me that I'm happy to share. Because this is a story that should not be behind closed doors. This is something that we all need to just talk about, just like anything else. And so when I was writing, I didn't realize how much I liked to write. until I wrote this story. And you instilled a beautiful message from the beginning. You said, be sure that you don't go into your head, go into your heart, follow the guidance. And that is all I needed to hear. And that's what I did. And so as I was, I didn't put a lot of thought. I just sat down and started to write. And I just let the story flow through me with its own timing, with its own resonance, with whatever came. And you probably recall, too much came, and I kind of had two stories going on. And you came back to me and read it to me and shared with me, you know, can you see that it's two stories? And without that guidance from you, I would not have, I couldn't see that. And then you helped me get on the path. And once I got on the path, oh my God, there was something about following that clarity that made the story and the experience even more powerful. So I'm someone who, I'm not about product. I'm about process. I'm about the journey along the way to whatever the endpoint is. So I found that a very enriching experience. It brought me into presence with myself when I was writing. I felt a deep presence with myself and a deep resonance with myself and very much in alignment. And I was kind of also reminded that I love the power of words. Words are powerful, and how they're put together is powerful. And I remember there'd be times where I'd be like, something's not feeling right. I'd be right in the middle of a sentence and something's not right. What is it? And it wasn't a judgment. It was just an observation. This isn't feeling right. There's a little blip. And I would just sit quietly and I would just, you know, ask for whatever needed to come in to come in. And it happened every single time. So it goes back to you saying to me, follow the guidance, follow your heart. And that in and of itself was a very healing experience. So getting into presence through the writing was healing. And I was reminded I have this presence that I can drop into. I have a hard time finding that place when life feels stressful and things are, you know, not quite going the way you hope. But I have that capacity, and the invitation to write about this really important journey I've been through with my son really helped me drop into that deep presence and remind myself it's there. And then to be reminded that through writing, that journey and that process can be so healing, uplifting. And also just putting the whole story out there brought me somewhere else in the journey. And I've changed. I have changed. Wow, I'm actually moved to tears as I say this, because I don't think I've actually said this verbally, but going through that passage of courage, writing the story, it's been published. Now we're in this place, and there's a whole new ripple effect. There's my own ripple effect as well within the journey that I've been on with my son, and that I've come to a lot of resolution around how okay it all is. Even though there's been a lot of hardship, I've come to totally accept and surrender to all of that, that it just, it is what it is. And it has its own place of being and its own place of rest. And certainly there were times when I was in it. It was like, oh my God, can I keep going? Can I keep going? But I'm starting to see that I do have this capacity to do this. And there has been a breakthrough in the writing of this story that I'm on the other side of a big hump. I was pushing that boulder up the hill and I never thought I would get it there. But writing the story, the boulder's sort of slowly going down, and that it's really okay. It's more gradual and it's softer and it's more fluid, and I've softened. And so I can't thank you enough for the invitation to process my own journey and learn more about myself as my own healing presence for myself. Because the more I can stand in that resonance, the more I can be in that resonance for my son when he's going through a hard time. And my hope is that I will be able to take whatever that healing presence I have in myself and take it out into the world in some way. I don't have the answer to that yet, and I'm okay with that, but I'm definitely curious about where that's going to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely. I love when you're sharing the idea of being a healing presence for self first. And then how does that translate into being a healing presence for others? And of course, with your son, it's close to home and it's on a daily basis. And then extending that out into just everyday moments with everyday people, right, that we encounter. Such a gift. It's such a gift. But to recognize it, that your ability to be present with yourself and your process, honoring your process and your willingness to kind of walk through that, is healing for yourself. And while we're healing self, we're always contributing to the healing of the whole, which I talk about in the book too. If you can speak a little bit about, so let me go here first. When I read your story, when I read your story, and when I read your story, and when I even reflect on your story, I know there are many, 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 many parents that have special needs children that will read your story and find comfort, find courage, inspiration, insight, strength, and recognize that if she can do it, if she can endure, if she has the capacity to keep going, then I must as well. Your story is, not only are you an advocate for your son in life, but I feel like you're an advocate right now, a voice for all the parents that are behind the scenes going through these experiences with their special needs children, and not able to have a voice out there in the world, not really able to feel heard. I feel like your story, although it's of course unique to you, there's going to be a lot of threads that a lot of other parents are going to relate to and connect to. And I feel like the gift that you're extending by having the courage to bring your story out into the world in a published way is going to give others permission maybe to do the same, or even just feel like, oh, finally, there's somebody else that gets it. You know, it's not just me that feels like I'm fighting for my son's rights or fighting for my child's, you know, needs to be met in the system, whatever it is, whatever system you're looking at. I just feel like you're an advocate for many more than you realize.
Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. The first thing that comes to mind in you sharing this aspect of my story is it's a very lonely journey, because it's not a topic that people just walk around and talk about. And what comes to my mind right away, and I can just kind of feel it in my body, is just how many people who walk my path, if they read my story, I think the first comfort it will give them is, oh, I'm not as alone as I feel. She's reminded me that there's so many of us who are walking this path. And I feel so alone when I walk this path, but when I read the story, I'm not as alone. You know, stories are so powerful and so connecting. And I know even the word connection, as I say it, is a very powerful and meaningful word to me. And so going back to, again, your invitation for me to write the story, I remembered very early on, I thought this was an opportunity for connecting to other people who were carrying the same journey, carrying the same load, carrying the same hardship, and felt like they were doing it all by themselves. And, you know, when we think about it, there's just so many different pockets of journeys that are like journeys that people have gone on. And if we put them all, there's this pocket over here and there's a pocket over here, and, you know, trauma from whatever over here. But when we start to share some of these like stories, similar stories, we just feel so much less alone. And I just appreciate that invitation to share that, oh my God, I just felt so alone. And then writing the story, I felt less alone. And then the thought that, oh my God, wow, okay, so if other people read this and it has somehow washes over in sort of a comforting way in them, like, wow, okay, so then this journey is even beyond the journey. This journey is now, this is a journey, wow, even as I say this, this is a journey not just about self-healing. This is a journey where there's an opportunity to connect to others for their healing and even to be in service to them for their healing, because I know the journey intimately well. And I'm not trying to say I would know intimately well what someone who's supported their special needs child with would be the same as mine. They're not going to be the same. I get that. But there's going to be many, many elements where we would be aligned in our discussions and we would be like, oh, and aha moments, you know. And there's times I picture myself just sitting, speaking with parents about that, you know, moving through those stories and reminding ourselves, oh, that happened to you. Oh, okay. And then you don't feel so crazy, you know, because some of the stories just sound so out there and nobody talks about them. If I could hold that kind of space for people and be a safe container for them to show up with sharing their journey, oh, I would marvel at that. Maybe that's where I'm going. As I'm saying this, it's resonating, you know?
I'm like, you're actually creating it as you're speaking. It's happening. It's all like, it's all like click, 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 click coming together.
Yeah.
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 I do feel you're meant to be a healing presence for parents with special needs children. And to be a soft place for them to land, to be an ear that will listen, like really deeply listen without, because I know you've talked about this before. It's like talking about your special needs son and the challenges that you have. And sometimes people can't lean into that. It makes them uncomfortable, right? It's like there's certain topics that make people uncomfortable. One, they don't understand it. Maybe they're, you know, afraid of it, or maybe they're just uncomfortable with it because it's something that they can't comprehend. Mm-hmm. But I just feel you leaning in and holding this sacred space for parents to express, like, you know, just even expressing like how challenging it is. You know I have a lot of wild thoughts in my head that, you know, just about parenting and things like that over the years that have come up. And when I was sat with those thoughts by myself, they swirl and they become this, like, they could easily become this, like, you know, downward funnel, wormhole. And just having someone that I can speak to and say, hey, I'm having these kinds of thoughts or these kinds of fears about my children or about something happening or whatever it is, then just having that outlet for someone to really listen and hold space without judgment was so healing for me. And mm-hmm. I can only imagine, because I know I've done that for you the best I can, is hold space for you to express and share some of the things that have happened with you and your son over the years and how some of it has been very traumatic for you. And to be able to hold space for you in that is one thing. I have deep compassion and empathy, but I'm not going to have the same level of empathy as you would, because you've walked through it. You're in it. Someone can share an experience and go that, you know, my child became violent and this is what was happening. And you're like, I get it. I'm here. I'm listening. I understand. Like, I really understand. And you'll have like a depth of empathy that, you know, others wouldn't be able to have. And I know there was a while back when I was doing the fertility work and helping women conceive, teaching yoga for fertility, but I was running fertility support groups as well. Fertility is very similar. Like, a lot of people are ashamed that they're not able to conceive and they keep it hidden and they blame themselves and there's all this stuff. So there's a lot of secrecy to it, or keeping it behind the scenes or not telling people. And so they feel alone. It's a very lonely path. So when I would see the women come in for the first time to the support group and look around and see, wow, there are other women here that are going through what I'm going through. I'm not the only one. It was such a relief. Like a palpable relief, like a a visual, like letting go of like, oh my God, this is a place where I can come and really be honest and open and share what I'm feeling without being judged. And people will understand what's happening. Like they understand what I'm going through. And it feels, it's not, you know, it takes that isolation out of it. So I see you being this beacon to begin, or an igniter to start something where you create this sacred container for, especially mothers. I feel like I'm really drawn to the mothers. I keep saying parents because I don't want to be exclusive, but I really feel you connecting and nurturing and supporting mothers around their challenges and their, even their wins and celebrations, you know, just being able to be there for them in the way that they, some of them don't even realize they need it, you know, just being present for them that way.
Yeah. It's, I like hearing when you say with the group of, you know, people who were drawn to you with the challenges they faced with fertility, what came in for me was when all of a sudden they realized they weren't alone, it made me think they've come home. It's a place to come home. I can come home to myself. Even in my aloneness, I can come home to that part of truth in the journey that I've walked. And it somehow makes you feel, you've reminded me that's a piece for me, that it's made me feel okay. Because there can be shame, there can be blame, there can be guilt, there can be those things that show up on this journey. Because we do search for answers. We can't seem to stop that piece very easily, as you know so well, and you help us understand so well. But when we are in a situation like you just described, I can only imagine how powerful that is. And I have joined support groups where I've been in that experience of power, where we've shared stories, and you can just hear the sighs of relief. And you can, you're right, you somehow, you know, there'll be a moment where somebody will go, oh yes, you know, they can't help themselves, we're in a big circle and it might be 20 of us, and somebody actually is going like this, oh, I get it, I've been there, you know. And then sometimes when we break up into smaller groups and we do another little journey of something that we've been guided through with the facilitator, we open even more. And then those openings, you know, they just keeps being more and more openings. And the more open, you're making me realize another piece here, the more we crack open another opening, which then cracks open another opening, the more we release all the things that we are revealing to heal. And the more we do that, and the more united we become in the complex hardships we face in a journey like this. And it drops the intensity of the hardship down, because I've got somebody in this arm and I've got somebody in this arm, and then the next person beside me is holding arms, you know, with somebody else, and the circle goes around and we're all united. And we thought we were alone, and actually no, we're not. We're actually united in this journey, and that makes us stand more strongly. And you're giving rise to my voice around, I would love to be a person who can help us do this together, you know, and because I can feel my courage to do that. I can feel my passion and my will to do that. And to have that opportunity to let people, let all those feelings of hardship drop away and funnel out of them would be a really beautiful thing. A really beautiful thing, because you're so bang on around. There's certain topics that are just not easily discussed. They seem to bring up attention in people, and we can all feel that energy. And we kind of know when we're in a social setting, okay, I've gone to the wrong place. This is the wrong topic, wrong time, wrong place. I'm not going there, right? But I do picture myself holding a safe space and a safe container for people to show up with every story they want to share. And it doesn't matter, there is no judgment, there's only an openness and a willingness to come forward in whatever way you feel your calling is in the moment, you know. So I thank you for sharing your story about, you know, helping people with challenges with fertility, because there's a similarity here in my story. There really, really is. Yeah.
And when we can hold that sacred space and be that presence for healing to take place for another, it allows people to go even deeper. It allows people to even go deeper and be more true and authentic and really share more of a deeper part of themselves. I think it's like, okay, here's my wound. Please witness it for me.
Yes.
I need a witness for this wound because this wound is really holding me stuck or deep in the trauma. And sometimes our wounds need witnessing. And when we can have a compassionate witness who has the level of empathy and understanding of what path we have walked or an understanding of some of the challenge we have faced. And I know that even motherhood, like motherhood without a special needs child, can be traumatizing. We can have experiences that can be traumatizing. And to have a child who is challenged in many ways and where society is, it's challenging even to meet society because of that and work with, you know, the systems. I know you've done a lot to like navigate the systems because the systems are broken. They have a lot of holes. They have a lot of, you know, downfalls and places where they can, create some changes or shifts that actually can support parents of special needs, but also the children a little bit better. When we can hold space for everything and be witness to all of it, when we can bring the trauma into the light and go, okay, let's look upon this trauma with kindness, with compassion, with gentleness, but yet with a willingness to support this shift, to support those people in letting it go or moving through it, like processing it, right? Coming out the other side, full circle healing. I talk about that in the book. Is like, how do we help people come to full circle healing around trauma? And how can we help them move through and heal their wounds and get past that? So a lot of the work I've seen you do, and we've been working together for 2 or 3 years now, and I've been watching you transform. I've been watching you grow and expand and heal and go into the nitty gritty and expand and heal and grow. And it's just been an honor to watch you in your process of transformation. And, you know, I really feel strongly. So it's a strong nudge from the divine coming through that it is time for you to step into being that sacred space holder, that compassionate witness and guide for mothers of children with special needs. They are like, I see them all lined up waiting to, can I work with Catherine? I feel that and I can see that, and they're yearning for it.
Well, thank you so much. I'm in great gratitude to hear what you're saying, because this conversation is taking me into greater clarity about that, about that piece in myself, because I know I have the capacity to hold safe space. I know that. And I'm grateful. I'm very grateful for that. And now that I've been in this journey, which I'm still in, it will never go away. It will always be there. And that's okay. But it's been a long, long, long journey. And it's also come, you know, later in my life, because I've had a whole inspiring career that I loved. And that's all a great thing. And that's like another book. That's a whole other book in my life. That's, you know, it's all wonderful. It's all good. But this is a new book for me. When I adopted my son, I thought I was entering a new chapter in the same book. And as time went along, I realized, no, I'm in a whole new book. This is a whole different life, all within one lifetime. And so you're really helping me see those pieces in myself that it is an opportunity, not just for me, it's an opportunity for me to be in service to others and to hold them in that safe container, that safe space. And I can only imagine every time that I do that, how I can help somebody crack another piece open in themselves that needs to be revealed to heal. I would be so honored to do that. And you're helping me really see that in myself, see that capacity in the will. Like in this conversation, I'm realizing it just as this conversation's unfolding, what a powerful thing that can be for so many. And I'm so in agreement with you around mothers, because mothers is what also keeps coming up for me. And I have reasons for that, but it resonates very strongly that it's mothers, you know. So I'm really open to where this could go. And without this conversation, I wouldn't have really thought about it in this way. So I actually feel your guidance even in this conversation around, aha, because I get stuck inside the journey. Every mother gets stuck inside this journey. You know, we get this thing right here and we're looking to see what's going to take it so we can actually keep seeing forward and be able to go forward with what we see. But when we're here, there's something that's stopping us from doing this that we all want to feel like we're doing, even if we're able to do it in presence, which is ultimately the dream. That would be my dream of all dream, would be to help these moms learn to become present and go into presence within themselves around what's going on. Because that is actually what I have been learning to do through my guidance, through all my work with you. That's what's showing up the most strongly.
Yeah, I hear you. And, you know, it's interesting because the whole idea of like, oh, I can go into meditation and, you know, if I'm sitting in the middle of like a room that has candles and there's quiet and it's soundproof, I can be calm. But can we be calm when there's chaos? Can we hold that center when our child's having a meltdown? Can we hold our center when, you know, there's a perception of things going, you know, awry around us, you know, or if there's a storm, can we hold that center in the storm? That's the question, right? That's the work. Yeah. That's the heart work that we all learn to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're reminding me that one of the pathways to getting to that place you speak about of how do you hold presence and that sense of calm when there's a storm right in front of you? It's right in front of you. And you feel the energy of the storm. And one of the things that I've learned that resonates for me is we all have our own world. We're all in our own world. And my son's world is his world. So in times like that, I've learned that there's kind of a piece of me that's stepping into his world, but I'm not going to show up with the same energy he's showing up with if he's going through something chaotic. I'm not going to show up with that energy, but I'm going to hold my energy of presence for him, that he's safe, that whatever he needs, I'm here to support that. And I'm going to stay as calm as I possibly can. Does that mean I can always be calm? No, because I'm human. And I'm going to have pieces in me that are going to kind of feel like they're falling apart. Or I'm going to have that place in my brain where I'm questioning, you know, what else can I do? Or I'm looking for a solution. But I have learned that if I keep kind of like, it's like it's like two things. It's like a dance where you're kind of, you're in the background and you're observing, you're witnessing, but you're also right there moving into that person who's going through chaos. Your energy is moving into and joining kind of their energy to try to hold them in peace and calm as a way to express to them, you know, what you're going through is okay. Allow yourself to go through that passage. I'm here to hold you. And anything you need, I'm here to hold you. And I guess that's one of the things that I've been learning to do more of as time has gone along. And sometimes I think we all have to find our own way to find those, you know, kind of those ways in for something to work and to actually build that connection to a child who's struggling. So I'm not saying my way would necessarily work for somebody else. I think something that I'm intrigued about right now is helping other people find their way in, that's their path to working with their child that works for them, their child, and them and their child together. That's something I'm starting to be clear around, that that's a really, that will be a very important part of my work.
Absolutely.
Is helping them go inside and figure that out for themselves. So I'm just sharing one example of what I do. And as I'm sharing that, I'm realizing that's my way.
That's a powerful tool to teach, right?
It might not.
That's a powerful tool to teach, because what you're doing, what you're saying there is, I want to help you get in touch with your intuition so that you can get in touch with what your child needs intuitively. Because there's always a message, right? They may not be able to communicate, say, this is what I need, mom. Like, I need this. They don't always recognize what they need, but they aren't always able to communicate what they need. So what you're saying is, like, the child's having an experience of their environment all around them, their world. The mother has an experience of their world. And then when she can get in touch, it kind of, in a way, kind of let go of her world for a moment and tap into her heart, get into her intuition and kind of lean into that and go, okay, what is it that my child needs right now? How can I, like, just intuitively, it's an intuitive knowing, right? That's what you're, yes, tapping into. And if you can teach that and say, okay, let me help you get there. And then let me help you bridge that between you and your child, so that you guys can communicate on a level that's like heart to heart, not always voice, words, voice to ear, but heart to heart. Because I feel mothers are very intuitive, generally speaking. Mm-hmm. And if they, mm-hmm, learn how to use that and trust that more, especially with a special needs child or a child that can't communicate as well their needs, that is a gift in itself. So I love what you're saying. And this is like, these are our key foundations that everyone can benefit from, but to be able to take it into a community of women, who mothers who are really struggling to find their way and get lost and, you know, get caught up in that voice of fear and doubt and confusion and questioning whether they're doing it right, whether they're doing enough. Like, you know that voice of ego very intimately because you've walked that path, and the ability to come together and create a community, a connection with others and share some of these tools, I feel would be such, I feel like, it's almost like no more waiting. You know, it's time. It's like, okay, it's already happening. I already feel like I've already kind of witnessed you walk this path and see this process unfolding. I already feel it's already done. So it's just a matter of you continuing to walk forward. So even people listening to this, you know, interview and this conversation will be inspired by what you've shared and what we're talking about, and say, okay, there is something different I can be doing. There must be a different way, because the way I'm doing it is causing me pain or suffering, or feels heavy there's got to be another way. The way I'm doing it feels, you know, lonely and isolating. There's got to be another way. So just even you and I having this conversation will spark that possibility, open the mind to something different, and maybe even get somebody out of their head and into their heart and feeling into what intuitively they need to do in that moment for them and for everyone around them. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you for sharing everything.
Oh, thank you. I mean, just even just the sharing is healing in and of itself, you know, because you're helping me go back inside with pieces of the story and the feelings around the journey and all I've come to know. And because it is such a lonely journey, you're reminding me once again, okay, even just standing here united with you in this conversation and hearing myself speak, I'm starting to see a clearer path, you know, that there is a clearer path of, you know, something that I want to be in service to. And I'm the kind of person who just really wants to be in service. You know, I had a big part of that with my last career, and oh my God, I love that so much. And I've been missing that, you know, so I'm realizing, even as I say this, I think that's one of the things that's making me feel lonely is connection is really important to me. You know, holding arm in arm with these people, you know, and we're not alone. And if I can be some kind of a voice to remind people that I welcome their voice and we can share our voices somehow. And if that's the difference or can be the difference that can make the difference, I just will be, there'll be a very deep satisfaction and a deep sense of peace in me around this. There would absolutely be a really deep sense of peace for sure. Yeah, no, thank you so much for this interview, because you're helping me actually see what else is out there for me by my looking inward in order to see outward. Thank you. That's mm-hmm. really been powerful for me.
Mm-hmm, really beautiful. Thank you. Yeah. Well, the whole idea that, you know, in the work we do in the world, it's always for us as well. And I do feel like you can be in service to so many right now. You're ready and they're ready. And in doing that, in being a healing presence for others, it's actually healing us as well. It's actually for us as well. So no matter what we're doing in the world and how we're showing up and how we're contributing, it's always for us as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you're bang on there. I've been in those shoes a number of times where I can feel someone else who's healing and my presence has helped them. It all, it's a real reciprocal dance. It's just going, you know, it's going this way between us, it's going that way. It's just, it's all we're wrapping around each other with healing, and it's such a beautiful thing. It really, and that's what I mean about connection. The word connection has been coming in quite powerfully for me. Actually, when you asked me if I could do the interview today, somehow the word connection just popped right in. And I said, oh yeah, okay. I want to do that. That feels really right. And here we are. We're in connection about my story and about the path you've been on with me and supporting me through this journey and all the pieces we're pulling apart in this interview. And it just speaks to the power of connection right there. And what I'm hearing from you is that I could be doing this. I could be sitting here with another mother, you know, someone else other than you, doing exactly what we're doing right here. Mm-hmm. That's what I would be doing. And, oh my God, that just, wow. It really resonates very powerfully for me, Sue.
Because it's aligned. It's on your path.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Love it. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for being here and sharing your heart and sharing your experience. And I love how this has played out, because you began with talking about your experience going into writing your story and how that was for you. And now, like, you don't know where it's going to lead to. Well, we just discovered where it's going to lead to, right? So it's like people even just, you know, having that, you know, being witness to this conversation, that is inspiring, because they can now go and say, okay, well, what is that for me in my life? What, where am I meant to go right now? What am I meant to be doing? What is in my heart? What resonates with me? What fills me up and kind of, you know, ignites that spark within me? So even just having this conversation, we're creating the potential and the possibility for others to inquire and go within and discover that for themselves.
And it's very easy, I think, as humans, for us to get lost in the searching. And then when we're connected to somebody else, we're in communication about what we're searching about, we're less lost, right? We start making breakthroughs around, wow, I'm not as lost as I thought I was, you know? Yeah. But we can really get spiraling into that searching piece, and it's so much easier to do it with somebody. It's so much easier to stand united with somebody on that journey. So thank you. You're really helping me. I also just want to share, I had a wonderful conversation with someone I met before I adopted my son, and we've reconnected 20 years later, which is total synchronicity, because little did I know, she's been in the field that is totally connected to the journey I've been on with my son. She has been helping special needs people even since she was a little girl, which I didn't know that. We had like a 3-hour conversation on the phone a couple of days ago. And she was saying to me, you know, Catherine, she said, there's so much resilience in you for what you've been going through. Where is all that resilience coming from? Like, this is unusual. And I was like, wow, I didn't really think of that. Thank you for pointing out my resilience. Because we often can't see the own pieces that are parts of us that are right there. They're like, they're right there and we can't even see them, right? But somebody else helps us see that. And she really made me think about that. And she brought out in me that, you know, by reconnecting back to my spirituality, which was a big part of what I talk about in the story, which really helped me. And through that, you know, you were the third part of the path that I kind of latched onto, where, oh my God, I want to work with Sue because I know I need this right now. This is aligned for me. So she knows that you're there. You're my healing and my healer and my healing presence in my life. And somehow she really reminded me that I have been able to move through this because you've been right by my side. And I realize as I say this, I have the capacity and the will and the courage to be by other people's side, doing what you're doing for me, but in this very specific way, having done this, been on this journey as a mom of a special needs child. I really have that capacity. And you're right. It started right now because you've made me realize I'm right there. And without this interview, I would not have learned this. So you've taken me from being a bit lost about that piece. What am I doing? And I'm now unlost and I have found something clear right there. Through Love our it. Connection in this interview. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Communication,
wow, that
connection,
is so healing.
Yeah.
Three C's. Communication, connection, clarity. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Thank Love you it. So much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for being here and sharing your heart and your willingness to be here and in the world and being of service in the way that you're meant to. And now you see that clearly, and I love it. That's good. The next evolution of your work is coming. It's already begun. Yeah. So thank you, everybody who's joined us.
I feel the lightness.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate everybody who's joining us for these the podcast series, We Are All Healers. You can go out and get the book. It's on Amazon and any other of your favorite online bookstores. You can order print a copy or ebook copy. And I would encourage you to pick up a book and buy a book for a friend, gift it to a friend. It's a gift for humanity. Really, this book is such a gift. There's so many gems in it. So thank you all for being here. I appreciate you listening. Until next time, I see you. I honor you. I appreciate you. Love and blessings.
Thank you for joining our global healing movement and podcast inspired by the international best-selling book, We Are All Healers. Ordinary people with extraordinary intention will heal the world. Order your copy today on your favorite online bookstore. 100% of the royalties go to support our Heart Love Living Foundation humanitarian projects. Together, we can uplift humanity and unify us in love for each other and our planet.